G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, July 25. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. And we head into the final weekend of the 2014-15 season, which means there's only a week to go before your spectacular calendar edition of Winning Post. And it also means the final group race of the season, as well as the big Grand National. So a big weekend of racing in Victoria and in a few places elsewhere as well. Joel, how do you read the Bletchingly? Lord of the Sky, after missing the start in the Monash, is the $2.90 favourite and was unplaced as a $1.40 favourite in this race last year. Is a pattern emerging?
There is a pattern emerging with that horse. He deserves to be favourite. It just depends what price he is. On his best Group 1 form, I think he's clearly the favourite. He's obviously racking up a few excuses, but it's a good race. I think we've got a couple of good horses resuming in Petrology and Platinum Rocker, a newcomer to the Lee and Shannon Hope Yard. Her very best in Perth is right up to this, so keen to see how she goes.
All right, Carl, are you with Lord of the Sky this time?
I'm not with Lord of the Sky, but I just think, personally, I've got him in for second, but I just think that the preparation maybe has been asking a little bit much of him, because on his best form, he's clearly the one to beat. But I just start to wonder if, maybe he needs a spell. I just wonder if, going through the winter, he had that bad trip up to Brisbane for the Stradbroke where he injured himself in the float, and presumably he'll be just going, 3 or 4 weeks between runs all the way to the Daly Classic in November. So I just wonder if it's all going to just be taking a toll.
All right, well, he still hasn't won a race as a four-year-old, so this is his last chance. We'll get to that very, very shortly, because we'll just take you through the quaddie races at Caulfield. And we start with a big field in the race six, the Ascend Sales Trophies Handicap. 2,400-metre race for three-year-olds, and there's a lot of them want to run around in it, Joel.
Yes, there is. Getting towards the end of the season, I guess. So there's a few looking for this trip. I'll go four, Montu. I think he's coming along nicely. This prep gets into the race fourth up, and I think he's always showed a bit of a staying potential as Montu. So I've got him ahead of three, Heavy, six, Kaizane, and I'll throw in a real roughie for fourth if it sneaks in, number 20, Mondial.
It just Kaizane in on top for me, number six. I really like the way she got back and hit the line in the Rivette Series final. I think she's really looking for the other trip. You got to respect Heavy, I guess, the last two starts has been unlucky. And I do seem to recall, I think, this race last year was won by the horse trained by David Brythoak that carried 60 kilos.
Self-sense,
exactly. So sometimes class does come to the fore in these three-year-old 2,400-metre races, and I think those up towards the top of the weights have to be respected.
All right, I went for number nine, The Honest Gilchrist, Team Willow, hashtag. From 11, Fine Evader, one, It's About You, and three, Heavy. Race seven is the main race of the day. Race Tech Australia Bletchingly Stakes, this is second leg of the quaddie, 1,200-metre Group 3 standard, weight for age, Joel.
I'll go with the Perth mare, Platinum Rocker. Craig Williams to ride. As I said earlier, first start for Lee and Shannon Hope. Her best Perth form is right up to this. And she's had a trial, won well at Tatura, didn't beat a lot compared to the opposition she's going to be facing on Saturday. But she showed everything you wanted to see from a trial. So I'll go 8 Platinum Rock, could beat 2 Lord of the Sky, 1 Smoking Joey, a late entry, but his class will take him a long way if he's fit enough, and 7 Petrology, I'll throw him for 4.
And the DM Less on top for me. A bit of a heartbreak horse, 3 wins from 37, 2 good runs down the straight at Flemington over 1,100 metres, and then was doing her best work late in the All-Victorian Sprint Series final behind Playmaster from the outside barrier. Again, Nadeem Lass will get back and be running on. Just think Angels Beach was assisted by the on-pace pattern of the day in the Monash Stakes, and second favourite probably is Under the Odds. Lord of the Sky, his favourite, but I don't really want to be touching him for the reasons I mentioned earlier. Platinum Rocker, 7-year-old mare. recent form a bit iffy. I'd like to see what she can do for the new stable before I jump on board. And Petrology, I don't mind, but I think will be better over further. I've got them 9 and DM Less on top from 2 Lord the Sky, 7 Petrology, and 4th number 10 Angels Beach.
Yes, well, I went for Petrology, who is first up, and it's been a while since a horse has won this first up, 5 years in fact, to beat 10 Angels Beach, who's coming through the Monash, and remarkably, since the Bletchingley was extended to 1200 metres, only one horse has come through the Monash and won it. I don't mean done the double, I mean has even run in the Monash and won it, which is a pretty remarkable stat, I thought, given that...
should be the ideal leader.
It should be the ideal leader, yeah, that's right, especially if they're not first up, and the last four haven't been first up. One of those, second effort, ran third in the Monash and then won this. But
and there are two favourites, Lord the Sky and Angels Beach.
Yeah, well, that's right, so it's an interesting stat. But I put in Smoking Joey for third. I would have actually had Smoking Joey on top, but I just don't like late entries. So I've relegated him to third. I went for Petrology, Angel Beach, Smoking Joey, and Lord of the Sky, 17, 1 and 2. Race 8, third leg of the Quaddy at Caulfield on Saturday is the Vic Spring Garden and Lifestyle Show, Vobis Gold Heath. And only attracted the 13 starters, I guess, because you've got to be qualified for Vobis Gold. You've got to be a 3 or 4 year old, and you've got to be ready to run 2,000 metres. But plenty of money on offer, Joel.
Yeah, well, there was a few entries, but 13 except, 2 scratchings already. So just the 11 to go around for the big money. And I'm with 3 Clairvaux. And he was a horse, speaking to Matty Williams for a story this week in the paper, he wasn't originally going to this race. He was going to wait for Flemington. Big money on offer. Look, the only concern with him is he thinks he's better at Flemington on the bigger track, but drawn out here, and it might not be a disadvantage at this stage of the day to be getting out wide. Chad Schofield to ride, and I think he's in great form. He's got the highest rating in the race and doesn't actually carry top weight, so I think Clairvaux is well placed. Got him ahead of a number 12, Manageress, who really strong win against the fillies last time out, has to step up to 2,000, and against the boys, but she's going the right way. For third, number 7, Trey Deechi, and for fourth, number 8, Radical.
Yeah, 7 of the 13 horses in the race, well, there's a couple of scratchings, so 7 of the 13 original acceptors have a rating of 65 or below, so it's pretty good money for restricted class horses. But I think for that reason, those horses that have a higher rating and quality, they're the ones you got to work around. And I was between Clairvaux and Refulgent. In the end, I've gone with Clairvaux. I just really like the way it hit the line hard at Flemington last time and produces a similar sort of effort. It'll be right in the finish. 2,000 metres might be an issue. Perhaps not the same thing can be said for Refulgent. He looked to have his chance last time in behind them, and he didn't really find the line, although this is his second attempt over 2,000, so sometimes they can improve off that. He's always thereabouts, though. For third, number 12, Manageress, I really liked the last start. Went off a very slow tempo, but, 3-year-old up against the 4-year-olds here might be a bit of a test. And for fourth, number 2, Word of Mouth. I've got them 3, 1, 12 and 2.
And I'll make it unanimous for Clairvaux to beat 8 Radical, 1 Refulgent, 12 Manageress, 3, 8, 1, 12. And last leg of the Quaddy and last race of the day at Caulfield on Saturday is race 9, the Champagne Pommery Masters Handicap over 1,800 metres, Joel.
Well, I'll be keen to see how Clairvaux goes, but assuming he runs well, as I think he will, then the form line should be standing up for Falago. So we'll go number 8 to beat 2 Diametric, obviously a query on Chris Waller's runners when they come south. 1 Good Value in for third, and for fourth we'll throw in the Kiwi visitor, Miss Mossman, number 9.
Yeah, not keen on this race. Perhaps might even change my mind before race day, but Miss Rose DeLago I thought was shaping quite well before the last start failure in the Leilani Series final. Dropped significantly in the weights. That day carried 59.5, now has a claiming apprentice and gets down below the minimum weight. And back to Caulfield, where it won 4 starts ago, that may stimulate improvement.
Good value for me. Number 1 to beat 8 Falago, 4 Lord Durante, and 2 Diametric. That wraps up Caulfield on Saturday.
Best in value.
Before
wrapping it up.
My best was Gilchrist, race 6, number 9, and my value bet, race 4. for number 9, Northern Fury.
My best is Clairvaux, race 8, number 3, and I'll make Platinum Rocker my value, race 7, number 8.
My best is Caulfield, race 4, number 3, Mossbeck. Really good run first up. And my value is race 8, number 3, Clever.
Okay, in Sydney this Saturday, they are racing on the best track in Sydney, Richie Callender's favourite track. No better place to be racing on a heavy 8, and that is Canterbury out in the mighty west. And Joel, we are waiting until race 6 and 7 for your value and best bets respectively.
Yes, my value is Breakfast in Bed, race 6, number 5. Went forward to lead last week and probably had her chance, but the blinkers go back on Saturday, so I'm going to give her another chance. Just when they sort of came at her, she didn't really... I don't know if it wasn't her not finding or if it was just sort of not really concentrating. But anyway, blinkers on, so we'll give her another chance this week. And our best is Hard to Hold, race 7, number 4. She's building quite a nice record, this mare. Just needed the run first up, but good win second up, and I think she can go on with it this time in.
Best bet, race 4, number 5, Brook Road. Small field, 7 horse field in this 1100 metre contest, and I just think Zaratone and Kinsella are going to set the pace very fast, and hopefully Brook Road just gets the beautiful sit in behind and pounces on them late. There's not too much other logic than that. Straturbo doesn't like a wet track. Judicial Rock, I don't think's up to the class. Decision Time's out of form, and I just think this shapes as a really nice race for Brook Road. And my value bet comes up in the last race, which is race 8, number 6, Off the Rails. And I thought the last start, well, steadily improved each run this campaign. It's had 3 runs this prep. Gets out to the 1550, fourth up. And I thought the last start effort on the heavy 8 behind Hollywood Bound was actually quite good. They ran along up front. It was only beaten 3/4 of the length off the second place getter in that race, which was Great Esteem. And Malinostro was an unlucky third in that race, who's since come out and won. I just think Off the Rails perhaps may get a softer time in the lead and show a bit of cheek around the Tiber Canterbury circuit.
Morphettville, they're racing on the course proper, apart from the jumps race on the Parks track on Saturday. Highlight is race 7. It is the Lightning Stakes for 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds at set weights. And Carl, your meticulous research featuring on page 2 of Winning Post this week tells us that the 3-year-olds tend to have the wood on the 2-year-olds, and the fillies to some extent have the wood on the colts, and 3-year-old fillies to dominate this year.
Yeah, certainly. There's only 2 3-year-old males in the race, Bay Road and Cashton. Yeah, they've both got a chance, but certainly the weight in numbers is with the 3-year-old fillies, and I think Wild Rain, the highest rated horse in the race, and the highest rated, obviously, 3-year-old filly in the race, I've got it on top. Thought the effort 2 starts going, beating Filly's Wish, was very, very good. And then last time was placed in the Monash, pattern of the day suited, but still against older horses, and that was a very good effort. Apparently worked well during the week. Barrier 2 should jump, run, lead, and hopefully just keep going. So got it on top from 6 Pride Rock, who can be a big improver. 11 Caracan, possible, you know, to overcome the wide barrier. And 4th number 2, Cashed.
Yeah, I went Wild Rain as well. Hard to go past off that form against the older horses. 7 Sunset Rock, bit of interest. First up from a spell. Didn't quite go on with it last prep, but she showed promise earlier in her career, so keen to see how she has come back. Threw in 13 for third burst away. Trialled really well and ran a really good race on debut. Got plenty of speed, so from barrier 1, she's going to be right up there for a long way. And 5, I'm a Flying Star. Good win last time out. She's pretty honest.
Carl, your best was Wild Rain, race 7, number 3, and your value comes up in the last?
About Square. I'm really keen on the About Square on an each-way basis. So I think the last start effort in the All-Victorian Sprint Series final wasn't as bad as what it looks on paper. It finished 9th of 11, beaten 4 3/4 lengths, but it looked all set to finish alongside Nearest to Pin before just getting tightened up over the final 200 metres, and Dwayne Dunn eased the horse out of the finish, and I think it should have finished much closer, and if it did, it would have been a bit more shorter in betting. I think it's around about the $6.50 mark, and from barrier 2, 54.5 kilos, it's just going to get that beautiful trail from there. It actually won at this venue 5 starts ago, also from barrier 2, in a similar type of field, over Lighted Up, who's a Morphville specialist. So really do think About Square is the each-way value, with Nearest to Pin the main danger.
Coerced Witness, I'll make my best in what looks a competitive two-year-old race, but I do have an opinion of her, so I'm really keen to see her return. Race 3, number 10, and I'll make my value. Race 5, number 13, Amicone Original. Another horse I've always had a bit of time for. Resumes from a spell. Probably could have found a slightly easier race, but Tony McAvoy trained, so I respect him, and yeah, keep an eye on the betting moves there.
In Queensland on Saturday, the Metro meeting is at Sunshine Coast, and a big fields, track soft 7 or thereabouts. Tough day, Joel, so maybe we just grab our cash early and then put the cue in the rack.
Yeah, let's hope so. That's the plan. Best is race 1, number 9, Leicester's Home. New South Wales trained galloper, decent run first up, drops a bit of weight, and usually improves second up. And looks well placed in the No Metro win race, certainly on his best form. So I think at double figure odds, he's a good bet. And we'll make my value, Doula, race 3, number 9. Promising mare this, she was out of her class 2 runs back when fifth, behind Seeking More. And then last time out, just got run off her legs along with almost everything else in the race won by Satirical Lass, who she meets again on Saturday. But it'll be a different scenario for Satirical Lass to try and lead at the Sunshine Coast all the way, especially with 59. And I think Doula can bridge the gap on her. And at 20 to 1 is over the odds, I thought.
Going to go with Seeking More once again. Done the right thing by us the past couple of runs, and probably no reason to jump off. It's a pretty similar sort of open handicap field over the 1,000 metres, and gets in again well after the 3 kilo claim of Luke Dittman. It's pretty much same old. Rocky King will probably lead, will sit just off, and from barrier 4 again, get every chance. It's been blessed by good barriers over these sprint trips, and gee, you just love to own a horse like that.
Alrighty, there is one last stakes race in the WA season at Belmont on Saturday, and that is the HG Bolton Sprint, race 7, over 1,200 metres at listed level, Joel.
Yeah, quite a decent field too. Plenty of chances. I've gone for 2, Cool Trade, who resumes from a spell. Was disappointing in his one and only run last time in, but his prep before that was very consistent, so watch betting moves, but I think if he's at his best, he'll take beating. 8, Rebel King, has been a bit costly this prep, but certainly hasn't been performing badly. Continues to race well. 3, Trading Day, unable to win yet this time in, so has been a bit costly, but he's racing well, and maybe coming back in trip might suit. He'll get back possibly, and for fast speed, can run on. And I'll throw 10, Sujet, in for 4. Number 1, Rock Magic, is obviously a chance, but with 59, I'd just risk him. My best for Belmont. And value, come up early. Race 1, number 2, Reverend John, is my best. Has been getting back and hitting the line strongly of late. Willie Pike takes over and should be able to time his run to perfection on Saturday. And my value is race 2, number 9, Peaceful Bay. Promising sort this. She's a newcomer to the Fred Kersley yard, had one start in New Zealand. Her two runs in the West have been really good, getting back and running on. Had no luck last start. If she had got a clear run, she probably would have won. So ignore the fact that she's a maiden. I think she's up to this grade.
And earlier in the day, there is a big card at Otaki.
Yes, Otaki and Ruakaka, the meetings in New Zealand. Otaki to be run on a heavy surface. They have the listed feature for the two-year-olds. It's the Rider Stakes, and it's race 7. And I think number 1, Stradivarius, will be pretty tough to beat in that affair. My best for Otaki is Spoke to Carlo, a horse who's been pretty good for us this time in. Race 8, number 9, he won first up. And his next two runs, he's finished runner-up, and he's going really well this time in. This isn't any harder than last start, and he can break through for another victory. And my value is Spanner Works, race 1, number 1. Good run on debut, and just should have plenty of room for improvement there. The first starter is the big query, number 3, Fast, has won a couple of trials, so maybe there's your Quinella. Ruakaka, the track will be drier, and best in value, very early in the day again. My best is Close Up, race 2, number 4. Took on Open Company first up and ran really well. Wasn't that far away from the placings. Looks suited back to a rating 85 company. And my value is Lancaster, race 1, number 2. Was going to finish in the placings until just peaking on his run the last 50 metres on debut at this venue. He'll be better for that run and can break through for a maiden win.
All right, well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. We're not going to stop there because on Sunday we head to Sportsbet Ballarat. At least we hope we do. Depending on whether the forecast rain comes in the lower range rather than the high. If it, as long as it's in the lower range of what's forecast, They will be racing there on a fairly heavy track, you would imagine, a heavy 10. If there's a lot of rain, plans may change, but check your local guides closer to the time. And we return, the Grand National Steeplechase returns to Ballarat for the first time in 140 years, and you can read all about the 1875 Grand National at Ballarat in this week's Winning Post, which you'll easily spot because there's a picture of that race on the front cover. The meeting also features the $100,000 JJ Houlihan Hurdle. So let's just start with that. Carl, race 4, E-Cycle JJ Houlihan Hurdle worth $100,000.
And that's the race where Fieldmaster, hopefully for his connections sake, breaks through. He's been really knocking on the door. I think the past two Grand National hurdles, he's been beaten ahead both times and led inside the final 50 metres in both occasions. Look, he's a bit of a tricky horse, but he might have just found his right race. I've got him on top from 2 Stand to Gain, 5 Tuscan Fire, and 4 West Southwest. The other race is the Grand National Steeplechase, and that one, look, shapes as a two-horse race in the eyes of many. Bash Boy v. Sea King. Bash Boy goes up in the weights for beating Sea King. I've got Manitone beating them both. I just think Manitone's really well weighted and got close to Bash Boy earlier in the season. Really nice win at Casterton last Sunday. Obvious step up in class, but has a 10.5 kilo advantage on Bash Boy, and that just might be enough. I've got Manitone to beat Sea King. I thought the rider last time got lost at Tozer Road, and maybe with a local jock back aboard might be a bit of an improvement. For third, Bash Boy, and for fourth, King Triton. Really good flat race card around that as well. Lord Athenaeum in race 7 is worth it to go with each way odds. Race 7, number 7. And Amarella in the last. Race 8, number 9 is my best bet of the day.
Okie dokie. Well, also, while just on the topic of the Grand National Steeplechase, another feature in this week's Winning Post is Richo has an extensive interview with Eric Musgrove, and in that, Eric Musgrove puts Thubian up with the best jumpers he has ever trained alongside the great Carassi and Palace Symphony. So if that's the case, he could well bounce back from coming a cropper last start. That leaves us only to remind you once again to pick up your Winning Post if you haven't already, and to leave you with our best $20 bet for the weekend, I will kick us off with the undefeated Matthew Dale train, race 4, number 9 at Caulfield on Saturday, and that is Northern Fury. I'll go 10 each way. I see he's into 10 in the Winning Post. He was 16 in the best bets, so plunging even as we speak, no doubt.
My best is Claire Vaux, race 8, number 3 at Caulfield.
And I'll go Canterbury Race 8, number 6, off the rails, 10 each way.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.